We're going to forego our normal start to the 7 o'clock hour. I want to tell you about the big, something big going on this Friday night over at the Hunt Store. Dallas Moore Band is going to be in town. They're going to blow the roof off of it out there at the Hunt Store. Now, Dallas, if you missed the show when they were here back in September, you missed a barn burner. And those guys are making their way back down. They've made their way back down from Ohio, and they're going to be playing. They're playing in Texas all week. And we're grateful to have those guys with us at the Hunt Store this Friday night at 7:30 is when it's showtime. And come out, have you a great meal. John Dunn and his staff out there, Chef Bloss, they make some wonderful grub. So come on out and catch this guy, Dallas Moore, Friday night at the Hunt Store.
My drinking buddies, they're the best, wise in all their years. We solve the problems of the world over old guitars and beers. The jobs went south to Mexico, but all the workers wound up here. Don't know why they'd want to leave. Juarez is nice this time of year. Friends turn into strangers and strangers into friends. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins. Crazy world we're living in beats all I've ever seen. I played a show with Kinky Friedman, who made all the local news. I brought the biker Jesus Freaks, and old Kinky brought the Jews. Wayne Mills got shot in Nashville by some low-life coward punk. I was up in New York City when I got the news and I got drunk. But that ain't the only murder that we've seen around Music Row. Nashville's big machine killed country music years ago. Friends turn into strangers and strangers into friends. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all I've ever seen. It's a crazy world we're living in, beats all I've ever seen.
Dallas Moore Band on the road show again. That's beats all I've ever seen. You can catch those guys this Friday night over at the Hunt Store. 7:30 is showtime in studio this morning. Oh boy, that was loud, wasn't it? Let's see. Let's get you on the right mic. B.B. Morse, good morning.
Good morning, Big G.
Hold that thing to you.
I sure will.
All right. Good. Don't be shy.
I won't be afraid of this microphone.
Man, it is great to finally meet you.
Well, you
know,
likewise.
We know a lot of the same people, and I have seen your names on CD jackets and record covers for years, and it is just... heard your name from a million people. Ronnie Hubble. Ronnie Hubble.
Sure enough.
He said, you know this guy? I said, well, I know who he is. He said, you gotta get him on. You gotta get him on. So here you are.
Well, here I am. Absolutely. And it's an act of God being here at 7 o'clock this morning.
It's gotta be for you rock stars.
I'm usually just going to bed right now. You know, as Bob Wills said, I usually don't stop throwing up till about noon.
You know, I did overnights, man. It's the same way. I did midnight to six for years, and I enjoyed that, you know, because it gave me a chance to get out and see some shows.
Uh-huh.
And but now it's, man, I get up at 3:30 in the morning, and here I am.
You know? What a great gig, though. You get your day done, and
absolutely
get the rest of the day to yourself,
and in bed by 8:30 at night. It just makes it tough to see shows during the week.
Well, I can imagine so, but I mean, you carry a lot with you when you walk into the studio. This is a great setup here.
Oh yeah, yeah, we love what we do here. We got a lot of fun here.
Well, Ronnie had told me about you, and I started listening to you. You know, before the Floribama shows, and you went off up to, were you in Nashville?
In,
you
went to Bowling Green.
In Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Yeah.
The Outlaw Fest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was headed to Floribama, so we were trying to get a date coordinated here. But
right.
Ronnie, being a good guy he is, he put us together.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, I used to play with his stepdad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Donnie Simmons.
Okay.
And he was one of the world premier Elvis impersonators for years. He
right.
ran a show with, we had our own version of the Rat Pack out of Houston. It was Don Cherry and Rock Kilo and all those guys from down in Houston. And Donnie Simmons came out of that crew, and that's how I met Ronnie.
I'll be
through
there.
The Ben Willie Darrell golf tournaments that they used to do out there for the Austin Boys Club,
right.
Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
And we do miss Coach very much.
Sure.
But his precedents have carried over into many different factions and continuing to support all the local writers. He was very songwriter heavy
right.
in his support, and that's how Willie and him, you know, first developed their relationship. And Coach being the guy that he is, they put that tournament together, and I was able to be a part of that with Freddie Powers for about 20 years. And
Freddie Powers.
Oh, yeah, boy, buddy. we got to play with some folks up there because Coach knew everybody, and when Coach asked you to do something, there was just no question. You said, when, you know, and how high do I have to jump?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Oh, that is wonderful. That is great. Well, I see you have loaded, you brought in a sack full of stuff here this morning. What do you got going on?
Well, let me see. I'm just so honored and privileged to have been a part of these projects. I've got four new albums that have come out in the last 4 weeks.
Well, before we go there, let's do something real quick. Give me a little background. Give us a little history of some of the guys you've played with.
Well, I might be the luckiest bass player in Texas and therefore the world. So, for starters, Freddie Powers was my mentor for years. And as you know, he did that Rainbow album, Somewhere Over the Rainbow,
man,
with Willie. And that kind of put him on the back on the Texas charts. But internationally, he's still very renowned as a
sure.
songwriter. And I had the honor and privilege of working with Freddie for over 25 years.
Wow.
I went to swing school with him. And so everybody he knew and were friends of his became friends of mine. And that association carried over to when anybody was looking for a bass player on a project that they were doing. My name was in the hat, and so I owe all that to Freddie Powers and just the fact of his humanity that allowed us to, even though we weren't up to the same caliber that he was leading the way for us and showing us how it was supposed to be done, not only with his writing but with his performances. So from the Freddie Powers camp, that course led straight to Lake Shasta and Digger Bay up there with Merle Haggard, and we did a number of projects with Merle, one of which came out on Capitol Records. It's a jazz album. It's kind of Merle's version of Stardust.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he does a version of Stardust on that album,
right.
And I had the honor of playing 8 out of 12 tracks on that album.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing everything from Unforgettable to, in fact, that's the title of the album. Then that album led into a couple other projects. We did an extended video with Poncho and Lefty.
Uh-huh.
And what they wanted to do, they took the original video, which was, I guess, maybe 5 minutes, and they put 12 minutes on each side of it and turned it into a 30-minute serial western. And it's called Tales Out of Luck, Poncho and Lefty, The Adventures of Poncho and Lefty. And so Freddie and I were in that video with him as well in supporting the soundtrack for that extended video.
Oh, man.
That's available on willienelson.com.
Uh-huh.
And then Johnny Bush called, and he was finishing up some tracks on his Green Snakes album. And the bass player who originally did the tracks had moved to Switzerland, and he wanted a particular type of slap bass
mm-hmm.
on this album to emulate what this other bass player had done. And so my name came up on a short list, along with Kevin Smith and a few other people. I was available, so I got to do the cuts with him. So I got four cuts on the Green Snake album.
Johnny.
Texas Pipeline Blues is one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know, just down the list, Willie Nelson recordings that I've done over the years with Freddie and those guys up at World Headquarters and at the Pardinalis studios. Got probably over 100 cuts with Willie over the years. And
oh, man.
He just released kind of a internet version of a box set with that. It's called Tales Out of Luck Volume 1. And it's available somewhere out there in cyberspace. But that album being, I got 23 out of 40 tracks on,
wow,
on that box set. And then just in the privilege and the association with many other people, I've gotten recordings and sessions, bass tracks, bass cuts with everybody from Flaco Jimenez to Augie Myers. I've had the privilege of working with him and Joel Guzman. And Michael Ballou is another one of my new projects, another singer-songwriter project. You guys might have heard of a guy named Sonny Throckmorton. Now, Sonny is kind of a just an amazing individual of setting a very high bar for other songwriters to hang out with, because he's got... I get dizzy every time I look him up, because the list of songs just goes on, and they're all number ones. I understand that there's over 78 number one hits that he wrote for everybody from George Strait. He wrote The Cowboy Rides Away for George Strait, and I get giggly like a little schoolgirl when I get around him. I mean, Last Cheater's Waltz, he did, and Mama, He's Crazy, and Wish I Was 18 Again. He wrote all this stuff, and that's just talking about the number ones.
Right.
We're not even getting into the top 10 or the top 20s, right, top 40s that he wrote.
Mailbox money, baby.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers to Dolly Parton. I mean, the Judds, everybody, Oak Ridge Boys, have all done Sonny's songs, and, you know, it's a treasure. Well, I've got a new album with him.
Oh, great.
That one of the cuts is Cowboy Rides Away, and Willie did a duet. He heard us doing it. We did it up at Willie's, and it was before he shut down the Pardinalis studio. And in doing that track, Willie heard that we were in there cutting that track, and he says, I want to do something on that track. And Sonny goes, no. He says, no, really? That's one word that Willie doesn't like very much.
Right.
And I don't like it at all myself. I hate that word. But, all kidding aside, that we were just blown away. We went, okay, hurry up, get over here, you know. And
sure.
And so he laid down his cut, and it turned into a duet. He took a guitar solo and sang the last half of the song.
Oh, nice.
And so it makes a nice little interlude to that. But aside from that song, all the other tunes on this are brand new Sonny Throckmorton compositions.
Really?
That have never been heard by anyone else, never been cut by anybody else.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of a wealth of some very interesting material.
Absolutely.
That it was long awaited, and it's finally available on iTunes and CD Baby. The name of that CD is A Cowboy Rides Away. And then the new Augie Myers album, I see that you have that
Santa Fe,
sitting on top of your stack of records.
That's,
I compliment you on your taste on that. Do you know the backstory at all about that album?
A little bit. Augie was in here when he released it. Every time he releases an album, he'll make the drive up and come in and be on the show. And Johnny Bush was in a week before last.
Oh, wow.
Well. Yeah, we had him playing out at the Hunt store. And so he came in and put on a wonderful show out there.
Wow.
With Ron Knuth and his guitar player, Wayman. I don't remember his last name. But those guys came in and did a nice set in the studio.
Wow.
So, I always, life's too short to listen to bad music, BB. You know how that
is. I understand that completely.
Hey, it's 7:21. I need to take a short break here, and we need to call Cousin Nancy over at Utopia Rescue Ranch real quick. And we also got Big Lester's Music Shack here today we need to get in this hour. But we've got BB Morris in the studio, and we'll be back with him here in just a minute. Stay tuned. 7:32 this morning. It's time for Big Lester's Music Shack Hit of the Day. Of course, Big Lester comes to us from the world-famous Hillbilly Hilton in beautiful downtown Fort Wayne, Indiana, each and every day. Today's selection going way back in the archives. Little Ernest Tubb action for you.
I've called you, but each time I phone, they always tell me that you're not at home. I've written you letters and knocked at your door, but don't worry, darling, I won't bother you anymore. So answer the phone when it rings, darling, and if somebody knocks, let them in. You don't have to be afraid that it's me, 'cause I'll never bother you again. Oh, do it pretty, Billy. Tell you goodbye. Somebody told me how you sit and cry, 'cause you found a new love since I have been gone, and wish I'd forget you and that I'd just leave you alone. So answer the phone when it rings, darling, and if somebody knocks, let them in. You don't have to be afraid that it's me, 'cause I'll never bother you again.
Big Lester's Music Shack here today. Ernest Tubb, Answer the Phone, Darling. Thank you, Big Lester. That's a classic track. We appreciate you, brother. 7:34 this morning in the studio, B.B. Morse talking music. And, man, I am so grateful that you could make this trip.
Well, I didn't know if 7 o'clock in the morning was going to work for me, but I really appreciate the incentive to get here and the invitation. Now, I'm still waiting for that coffee, though. Is there an IV handy?
Coffee? Man, that's not something that we normally do here. Nobody drinks. Well, Harley drinks some every once in a while.
I thought radio ran on caffeine.
You know, I used to, when I was in the other studio, the Far studio, I had a real nice coffee pot, one of the big Cuisinart, I think. And had the carafe, you know, where you make it and then you just pull it off and it keeps it hot and all that. And I would drink two pots. I was doing a 6 to 10 shift in the morning, and I would drink two pots of coffee. And man, by about 9 o'clock, I was grinding my teeth, and I was, you know, just shaking and everything. And that thing exploded on the air one morning. I mean, it just blew up. Boom!
You took that as a sign, I take it.
Yeah, and so we've got a water machine in there, and I've got this big old Tyvee, Kerrville Tyvee mug here, and I fill it up with ice and drink water all morning long.
Well, you're a smarter man than I am.
Yeah. I don't know if we got any coffee or not. We put something on to play here. I'll go check and see if we got some.
All right.
Okay. B.B. Morse is our guest. Now, we were talking before the break about the guys you played with. Freddie Powers, you mentioned that you were with Freddie for 25 years.
Yes.
I have got somewhere in my collection at home a VHS tape from an Austin City Limits show that was... No, I'm sorry. It was not an Austin City Limits show. It was a PBS special that was called Swinging Over the Rainbow with Freddie Powers and Willie Nelson sitting in chairs on a stage.
I remember that.
Were you part of that?
I was not a part of that, but my bass mentor, Denny Bird Reynolds, was.
Okay.
And Denny passed this job along to me when he retired.
Okay.
And he became physically unable to perform with the upright bass anymore, and... So he passed the torch on to me, and so he was my first bass teacher for the upright.
When did you start playing bass? Well, when did you start playing upright?
Well, I started playing upright in 1993.
Okay.
And it was kind of a late move. It was my version of a midlife crisis. Instead of a Porsche and a teenage girlfriend, I got the upright bass, and that broke up my first marriage.
Oh, no.
Well, can't say that that it was a terrible exchange, because... Because the bass was first.
Now, had you been playing regular bass?
Yes, I had been playing regular bass. And, of course, I was a child of the 60s.
Right.
And I saw that first Ed Sullivan program with the Beatles on it in October 1964. And I wanted to become a bass player at that time. And shortly thereafter, got a bass. And
did you ever have a Hofner?
I did.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I had a couple of different Hofners and a couple of fake imitation Montgomery Ward's versions of Hofners.
Airlines? Yes.
Airlines, oh yeah.
With the,
yeah.
Those ones with the amp in case?
Oh, they did have a version of that, but the real famous one of those was the Sears and Roebuck, the Silvertone.
Okay, Silvertone, all right. Yeah. Good.
All of which were just incredibly crafted instruments for the price that they made it.
Yeah, who was, like, Kay or somebody making those
things?
Kay
and Guild. Yes, right, Kay right. and Guild and all the major manufacturers would, you know, create a blank headstock and let them Tandy Corporation became Western Electric became Radio Shack. They had their own version of guitars too, and a lot of those were Kays. I've got an old Kay Archtop that was a green stamp guitar. It's one of the best. I put that up against an L5. I mean, it's just an incredible sounding guitar for a throwaway guitar.
You know, when my oldest brother got his first guitar, I want to say 64, 65, and it was a Silvertone Archtop.
Oh yeah,
Sunburst Silvertone Archtop, and that guitar. Of course, you know, kids, you didn't know any better. You're buying black diamond strings, you know.
Well, you almost had to, about the only string you could find.
Right.
And then Nick Lucas pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old triangular, remember the triangle tortoise? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very well. That's still my favorite pick.
I still got a few of those things floating around from back in the day.
Probably real tortoise shell, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. My youngest son came home from school. I think last Christmas, and he had found a K Dreadnought in a pawn shop or somewhere in College Station, and he brought that thing home, and the action on it is absolutely horrible. So I told him, I said, I'm going to put a pickup in that thing, and I'm just going to make it a slide guitar.
Pre-adjusted, ready
absolutely,
to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a Craftsman socket, 13/16 socket wrench for it. Yeah,
that is right. Well, you got something you want to hear? Got something you want to play for us this morning?
Well, do you have the Augie Myers?
I've got it.
Queued up?
Yeah.
I'm playing on the title track on that.
On the title track.
Yeah.
On Santa Fe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get this thing open. Yeah, this
morning,
is.
Hilton.
Isn't that loud? Man, it's loud. Okay, Santa Fe.
I see why you don't need caffeine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he does over there, but he keeps hitting that volume pot. Here it is. It's Augie Myers, the album Santa Fe, the title track to it, with our guest B.B. Morris playing a little bass guitar on it. Here, we get this thing going and.
to have. Lord, like they used to do. I was blind, could not see. I woke up one morning, man, I couldn't find time. Not just trying to get back home.
Augie Myers on the Road Show this morning. That is the title track to his most recent release, Santa Fe, with our guest B.B. Morse playing bass guitar on that. Augie, man, he's been pumping them out pretty substantially. He's been putting out a lot of records.
That was really a fun record to make.
Oh, I'll bet. And you know the stuff that he's that he when he called me after I got it and I listened to it, and he said, "What'd you think about it?" And I said, "Well," I said, "I put all but two of them. I've got all but two of them marked to go in the library." He said, "Which two did you not like?" And I told him which ones I wasn't gonna. I was planning not to put in. He said, "You know, it's my two favorite on the. You know how it is." And then he starts telling me the story behind both these songs. I'm like, "Okay, all right, Augie."
And then he showed you a picture of his Pride and Joy, right? Love you, Augie. You are my pride and joy, man.
Come on, baby. Get on out of there. Yeah, Augie is great. It is great. Hey, folks, it's 7:46. We've got B.B. Morse in the studio, and we're going to play you some Sonny Throckmorton. Time right now is 7:47. Now, do you know which cut this is on the Sonny Throckmorton?
It's the title cut, and it might be the first one.
Uh-oh. It's telling me error.
Uh-oh.
Here on the CD.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
Well, you could skip over to the Michael Ballou CD if you like.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Look at the backside of that.
Oh, no.
Look at the backside.
Oh, no. I spilled coffee on it.
Yes, you did.
That's where my coffee went. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, Sonny. Well, we were going to play the title track, which was Cowboy Rides Away, with a duet with Willie Nelson. But
you spilled coffee on that?
I spilled coffee.
Are you proud of yourself?
I am.
Well, I'm not real proud of you. You're going to have to give me a copy of that.
I will. Okay. I will, for sure.
Okay. Now, Michael Ballou, tell me about this.
Okay.
The album Through Thick and Thin.
Thick and Thin. It's a long-awaited work by Michael. He was on a brief hiatus and kind of put some new tunes together in a collection of a few of his favorite older tunes that he had written with Rusty Weir,
uh-huh.
Of course, one of his best buddies a great songwriting partner.
I saw Rusty. First time I ever saw him, I was in college at Louisiana Tech University. He came through and played in 1977.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Michael graciously picked up some gigs with me for me when I first had moved back down to this area in the late 90s, and we just recently rehooked up. We're going to be doing two European tours next year, one in February and another one in July, going everywhere from Barcelona to Norway to Amsterdam to Paris to Zurich to parts unknown.
Wow,
at this
nice.
Point. But nice. February dates are all solid right now. We'll be over there in 3 weeks and supporting this new album in Europe.
Okay.
So there's a number of bass players on this, which were all people who had played with Michael over the years, and that's what he wanted to do, was make kind of a collective. Don Soserby on steel guitar, and Don Raby on fiddle, and Dodd Meredith on drums, and a number of just everybody that he had played with over the years, and was able to put a collection together. He's got a nice duet with Ray Benson on the Rusty Weir hit song Hot Spot, which was it was the rallying anthem of many in the Onward Through the Fog back in the day,
right?
And so looking for that Hot Spot, and that's a cut on there. And
you want to play that
one? Sure.
All right, or is there something else you want to play?
Whatever you want to play off that's a good one.
Well, why don't we play it?
Let Her Go, Wichita.
It's called. I've heard that before somewhere. Michael Ballou with Ray Benson here doing the old the Hot Spot. Is that right? Cut number 12? Let me make sure. That looks to be correct.
Well, it's hard to enjoy your paycheck when it's already spent. I'm behind on the phone bill. I'm barely paying my rent.
You know, I got my problems too, singing the same sad song. What do you say we get together tonight? Let's do something wrong. Come on.
Ooh, let's go out and find us a hot spot. Should not. We're gonna drink, smoke, tell jokes and lie a lot, and spend all that money we ain't got.
We paid some hard dues together, that's a stone cold fact. Taking one step forward and taking two steps back.
We've always been the very best of friends, and we both need a good time. Let's step out tonight, let's get loose, and let's unwind.
Oh, let's go out and find us a hot spot. Let's do everything we should not. We're gonna drink, smoke,
tell jokes.
Stand a lot, and hope like hell we don't get caught. We don't get caught. We're gonna tell nobody about our hot spot.
At 7:53, that is Michael Ballou with a little help from Ray Benson here on the Road Show. The album is entitled Through Thick and Thin. Where can I get this one?
That's available at Waterloo, and there's a website connection there somewhere. I think michaelblue.com.
Let me take a look here.
It's on CD Baby, and it's on SoundCloud. Okay. It's out there on SoundCloud. I know you can click on SoundCloud and find a link to purchase that.
Okay, very good.
And it's just now being released, so it's out there right now. But
Floyd played on this one.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And Alan Mo Maserat from Stop the Truck and Mau Mau Chaplains, and Lynn Daniels, and just some great players on there.
All right. 7:54, we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to have to step on it and get on out of here. Oh, boy. Let's exit that. We don't want that to happen at all. So, matter of fact, we're going to do this and this, and we'll be back with B.B. Morse here in just a minute. Stay tuned. All right, Kerry, thank you, sir. It's 7:56 this morning. You got this thing going on, B.B., this Friends of Denver Reno. You got a benefit coming up next Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 7th, December 7th at 1 o'clock over at Pooty's. Okay.
One to say 7 or 8 o'clock, and the point is to raise as much food, as much physical needs that he has. Him and his family were a victim of the fire that occurred about 10 days ago out in Windermere, which completely burned to the ground all the dwellings. There were 6 condos connected together.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this is just particularly for Denver, but we're having a overall victims, fire victims thing with the Lions Club later on in the month. But this one on December 7th, it's Pearl Harbor Day. Denver was a former Navy man, served in Vietnam. And anyway, we just want to support him and his family and getting him back to some level of normal after this.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Okay, so the Troubadillos, that's your band?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Tessie Lou and the Shotgun Stars, I've heard a lot about.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Absolutely
great. Eric Betancourt, know that name. John Napier, Rue Coleman, many special guests.
Jimmy Lee Jones is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is.
You tell that boy I said hello.
I sure will.
Okay. Pooties.net is where you can find it on the web, 512-264-0318. So if you want to, I guess, make a donation, they make a telephone call and help out.
Okay. They're real big on the gift cards. If you have gift cards, turn them in.
Okay, very good. B.B. Moore, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Big G. Really enjoyed it.
The door is always open, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, brother, thank you. It is time to leave. We'll see you in the morning. Adios.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul.